This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. Tomorrow is World AIDS Day. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Good morning. Saturday Magazine is Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show. It's coming to you live right here from Melbourne, the world's most livable city on the world's best LGBTIQ radio station. You can, of course, listen to us on the wireless, streaming, and, of course, on podcast. We bring you an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentaries, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca, good morning, and I would like to acknowledge for tomorrow all the folk who've been affected by HIV/AIDS over all the decades. You are in our thoughts. Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Fiona. Good morning, Tass.
Good morning, Macca.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How's your week been?
Yeah, pretty good. It's been busy, actually. A few things here and there. Broken tooth, you know. Tass and I are both familiar with that.
Yes, it's part of ageing, really, isn't it?
Look, it is, but, yeah.
It's very depressing when your teeth just sort of stop working.
Well, no, when you're eating something and you hear this crack and it's a... Yeah. Or you don't hear a crack, it just falls out because it's given up.
It's happened a few times to me too, Macca.
Yeah.
Macca, what a week it's been, though.
Look, it has.
I want to ask you something.
Sure.
How do you think the federal government's travelling?
I think they're actually... There's a new level of dysfunction. The Angus Taylor issue around, you know, the altered document. Okay. New South Wales police have formed a strike force, you know, which means, you know, it's probably two officers sitting in a dark cupboard somewhere. But the interesting thing is that the Prime Minister, when asked about it in the Parliament, said, oh, look, I'm not really aware of this. He obviously doesn't read the paper, doesn't get a briefing. Yeah, right. But he then said, look, I'll contact the New South Wales police and, you know, once I've done that, then, you know, we'll find out. Because the questions from the opposition were all framed around ministerial responsibility. And when you read that, it basically says that if you're under investigation by, you know, the police or the security service, etc., as a minister, it's within the permit of the purview of the Prime Minister to stand you down. And that's the expectation.
And that hasn't happened.
So what ScoMo did is he rang the police commissioner, who apparently they used to be neighbours.
And, of course, we don't know what conversation took place.
Oh, no, because notes weren't taken.
But it is actually a really suspicious thing to
and
do, isn't it?
This is the day that the strike force is formed, so he rings the police commissioner. And look, I don't know what he said. I'm not saying he said anything inappropriate. But I would have thought, had the Prime Minister wanted to know about this, did he ring him because he knew him?
Did he call to intervene?
Well, we don't know that, but why didn't...
It's a question.
Yeah, but why didn't, you know, with all, you know, the legion of staff that the Prime Minister has, why didn't one of them ring? You know, for one degree of separation.
So, Macca, I think that's an interesting issue. The other interesting issue is that the so-called union busting bill got busted.
Oh, yes, that Jackie Lamb and Pauline, what day is it, how am I going to vote, Hanson?
Well, I actually think she's played very clever politics. What she's done is to reposition herself as the champion of the working class.
Well,
she's made it very clear. I am not going to support something when which attacks ordinary folk when white collar criminals can actually get away with it.
And I think it's a really good point. I just like to I'd like to be able to believe it, but I don't, because I think you know, she's like a windsock with red. She's like a windsock with red hair.
It's a very interesting tactic. And, of course, yeah, in this morning's paper we read that the churches have all got together, that community church leaders.
Is that anti-competitive?
Well, they've collaborated. Intersectoral collaboration, Macca.
Well, I reckon it's
signed a joint letter saying, "Dear Prime Minister, you're not going far
enough.
Don't go far enough, if you don't go further, we're not going to support this."
You know, we've got all these bonfires ready to burn all the queers. You know, we want to, you know.
It's a very interesting time. It's not.
So the Religious Freedoms Bill is a bit like a total fire ban on queers, isn't it?
I think it's a bit light on, is what they're saying, Macca.
That controversial enough? Well, look, they're upset.
Well, who's not upset?
Well,
that's
just
the point.
They're just protecting their franchise.
Mm.
That's what they're doing.
But who's not upset at the moment?
ScoMo. Mm. He's not upset.
Do you think he just thinks it's all good sport?
Oh, no, it's all the Canberra bubble.
Mm.
It's all the he went hiking, didn't he?
I don't know.
With an organisation, I think, if I get the name right, Clontarf, which is actually an Indigenous-focused charity.
I know who they are, yeah.
And he went hiking, but I believe he ran out of puff. You know, I suppose if I'd hiked 10 kilometres with a...
Is this a bit like his bus?
Yeah. Yeah.
That he would visit but didn't actually travel on. He used to fly from station to station.
Oh, yeah, and get onto the bus, yeah. Yeah.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.